There was such an abundance of evidence in proof of the continuity of Freemasonry during the period selected that it is only necessary to study the special records of the old lodges, happily still preserved, the rolls of the old charges, and especially the extant minutes of the Masons' Company of London, to be assured that the Freemasons of the present day are the lineal descendants of the operative builders, who in the 17th century and earlier admitted speculative or non-professional members. The 17th century operative Masons were most favorable to the speculative element in their midst and encouraged their admission to such an extent that sometimes the lodges consisted almost exclusively of brethren in no way connected with building. Several examples of this remarkable feature may be cited, such as the lodge at Warrington in which Ashmole was initiated in 1646. An extraordinary instance of the preponderance of gentlemen in an operative lodge is met with at Aberdeen in 1670, for of 49 members registered in the mark book with their marks attached, not a dozen were operatives. The master was a tutor at Erith and collector of the king's customs, while several of his companions were noblemen or of the educated class. The oldest Masonic minutes known are those of the senior lodge in the world, namely, number 1, Edinburgh. They begin in the year 1599, the lodge having continued at work, as the records testify, from then to now, thus overlapping the transition period and the final predominance of the speculative branch by the formation of modern grand lodges. The monopoly of its operatives gradually disappeared, and Masonry itself became as free, practically, as Freemasonry is at the present time. A silent revolution was going on in the craft throughout the 17th century, and what with the changes in society generally, and the failure of the companies to enforce regulation, which had become obsolete and unsuitable to the times, Masonry, as with other trades, had to alter its laws and customs accordingly. The Lodge of Edinburgh and others in Scotland were legally governed during the period in question by the statutes of 1598-99, promulgated by William Shaw, Master of Work, Warden of Ye Masons, of royal appointment. There were 3 head lodges in the kingdom, as recognized in the Code of 1599, which were described as Edinburgh, the first and principal lodge, Kilwinning, the second lodge, and Stirling, the third lodge. This trio still exists, and the lodges are now on the roll of the Grand Lodge of Scotland as numbers 1, 0, and 30, respectively. Naturally, several of the clauses in the above-named statutes relate to matters common to all the crafts, but others are of a distinctive character and most suggestive. The Lodge of Edinburgh was a kind of metropolitan grand lodge, having control of the local, but before the 17th century ended, its rights were often violated or ignored, and lodges were formed in its vicinity or jurisdiction that it was powerless to prevent, although issuing fulminations that were still born. The Canongate Kilwinning Lodge No. 2 was formed in 1677 as an offshoot from Mother Lodge Kilwinning, and in 1688 a secession from the Lodge of Edinburgh resulted in the establishment of the Canongate and Leith, Leith and Canongate Lodge, now No. 5, and notwithstanding all the means used by the Mother Lodge, only one of the seceders was induced to return to the fold. Then again, early in the 18th century, the journeymen were not satisfied with the master's regulation and control. They seceded and started a lodge on their own account, and what is more, gained a victory over their powerful opponents, though Master Masons, by persisting in giving the Mason word to neophytes, the prerogative previously of their superiors. 2 of their number were imprisoned for contumacy. But an appeal to the court ended in their being allowed, as per the Decreet Arbitral of 1715, to assemble as a separate organization and esoterically, in other words, to communicate the word, as well as generally, to conduct their own lodge, then and since known as the Journeymen, now number 8 on the roll. The masters were fined £100 for their high-handed conduct, which fine has not yet been paid. The attendance of apprentices at the lodge during the making of fellow crafts is confirmed by the minutes of 1601, 1606, and 1637, while the Shaw ordinances provided for the presence of 6 masters and 2 apprentices in like manner on the making of masters, a privilege subsequently assumed by the incorporation.